Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 27. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. What happens when a 10-month-old child is on the kitchen floor? He doubles as a vacuum cleaner. Any stray item, thread, piece of paper, paperclip, crumbs, all go in the mouth. There is no fear, but the desire to touch, taste, and experience the newfound item. What do parents do when they notice the cash in their child's cheek? They dig the junk out of the child's mouth and say, "Yucky, don't eat that." A Canaanite woman, a non-Jew from the region of Tyre and Sidon, today's Syria, had come to Jesus looking for a morsel, a crumb of God's grace. Her daughter was demon-possessed and in desperate need of Jesus' help. Three times, the mother boldly asked Jesus for help. Somehow, this non-Jewish mom had come to believe in Jesus. She addressed Jesus as Lord, Son of David. At her first request, Jesus said nothing. After her repeated requests for help, Jesus said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Then the mother knelt before Jesus, begging him to help her. Jesus' response, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." The woman answered, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She said, in effect, "I am not afraid to eat the crumbs because even what falls from your table will be enough for me and my daughter." The woman solely focused on Jesus. Astonishingly, her daughter was healed. Remember this story when you wonder whether you are worthy of Jesus' care and attention. The truth is, none of us are worthy. But this Canaanite woman was not relying on her worthiness. She was relying on Jesus' goodness. And so can we. It was Jesus' goodness that led him to the cross to suffer and die for our sins, not because we were worthy, but precisely because of our unworthiness. Let this give you the confidence to go to him in every need, trusting in his goodness. Lord Jesus, your grace is sufficient for me, for your grace is made complete in my weakness. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.